Cast yourself to the Word of God, folks. We're lifting up Jesus Christ. Do you know the path to eternal life?
We're good.
No one's good but God, sir. You have to repent and seek after Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. Jesus said, why do you say I'm good? No one's good but the Father. He was making a point to us that man, humans, are not good before a holy God. Jeremiah says the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? Is your heart wicked before God today? Has it been transformed by the renewing of your mind? If not, you can have that hope. You can know the peace and truth and joy. You can know that you're a friend of God, not an enemy of God. But you have to repent and you have to come out of the world. Lest you've repented and come out of the world, you have no hope of eternal life to come. The world would be the sports, the politics, the entertainment, the church systems, fashion, pride, vanity, Netflix. Today's the weekend, sports, college, football. All of these things are not of a holy God. This is of Satan's kingdom to deceive people. And unless your mind, heart, and life is set on Jesus Christ and His word and truth, you have no hope of eternal life to come. What is your life? It's but a vapor. The Bible says, here today, gone tomorrow. Just a vapor. Like a puff of smoke. But the Word of God is eternal and true. And it tells us some key facts. That few are going to find eternal life. Very few churchgoers are going to find eternal life. God hates religious hypocrisy. The churches are full of hypocrisy and sin. The Bible tells us there's one narrow path, John 14:6. Through Christ, the only way to the Father. The Bible tells us you must come by repentance. Have you repented and been transformed by the renewing of your mind? Romans 12 says you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind to know the perfect will of God. What's the will of God? The perfect will of God is that you come out of the world and live for Christ, not the church systems, not your flesh, not the culture, and you walk in His ways, in holiness and righteousness. Do not be deceived, folks. The enemy of your soul, 1 Peter 5:8, the roaring lion seeking whom he can devour. He's come for your soul. He sends his minions to deceive. Jesus said the deception in the last days will be so great in the tribulation. The deception in the tribulation will be so great that even the very elect could be deceived. If it were possible. Is it possible that the elect could be deceived? No. If you know the Word, if you know the Spirit, if you're following Him, the elect will not be deceived. But the people of the world, the goats of the world, they're going to be deceived. The goats of the world will follow the Antichrist system. The goats of the world will follow the church systems. The goats of the world follow after modern pastors and priests that are lying to you, not telling you the truth, not rooted in sound doctrine. So I just got to witness to a Muslim man, and you can hear it on the audios if you listen to the other audios. Now, all these different faith systems, Roman Catholic, man-made doctrines. Evangelical, man-made doctrines. All the denominations, Church of Christ, the non-denoms, the Nazarenes, all man-made doctrines. Mormons and Jehovah Witnesses, all man-made doctrines. Jesus cuts across it all and he said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Guess what voice you're following? The Word of God. Christ is the Word made flesh. John 1. And so the Word of God has people that claim Him. The Word of God is the source of truth, but people claim Him and they don't live for the truth. I have a question. How can you claim Jesus if you don't walk in the truth, neighbors? Can you claim Jesus if you don't walk in the truth? Can you claim Jesus if you haven't lost your life, neighbors? Are you seeking the kingdom of God? Have you tested to see what an enemy of God you are? James 4:4, to be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God. We don't want you to be an enemy of God. We want you to be a friend of God. We want you to know His truth. We want you to walk in His word and His ways. But there is a cost. Did you know the cost to follow Jesus? Jesus said, neighbors, that you have to lose your entire life to follow Him. Did you know that? If you haven't lost your life, your cultural ways, your pride, your vanity, if you haven't lost all of that to follow Jesus, you're not following after the Savior. Test yourself to the Holy Word of God. Open up the Scriptures. The Bereans in Acts 17 opened the Scriptures to see everything that Paul said was true. Have you opened the Scriptures to find out how you're living if it's true? Have you opened the Scriptures to test your life to see where you are according to the kingdom of God? Have you opened the Scriptures to know what the gospel is? The shed blood of Jesus, His death, burial, and resurrection. For the newness of life, repentance to be born from above. The fruit you're born of God is holiness and obedience. And then you walk in His ways and endure, coming out of the world, coming out of the church systems, living a life that's pleasing to Christ and His Word and the Father. But people today are living a life that's pleasing to themselves. People are living a life that pleases their flesh. If you live for the flesh, you will die. The second death and judgment. But if you live for the Spirit, it is life and truth and hope and peace. Oh, we have hope. It is the hope of the gospel by which we are saved. We have peace. Jesus said, come to me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And He is the light, and He is the peace, and He sends the joy of the Holy Spirit. It's an inner calm. It's not the emotionalism of the American church system, fleshly music. It's not the pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter and Good Friday that woo people. It's Spirit and truth. Thy word is truth. John 17:17, and that's how we're sanctified by the truth. Sanctified means purified, means cleansed. Have you been cleansed and purified by the word of God? Are you sanctified? Are you walking in His ways in holiness and righteousness? Test yourself, neighbors. Consider your life. I was preaching before, you're just a vapor. Whether you're old, middle-aged, young, your life is but a vapor here today, gone tomorrow. Only a fool doesn't contemplate eternity. And then Jesus comes into the world and tells us all about eternity and how we can find eternal life. And He made the narrow way for us. But the Bible warns of people that trample the blood of Christ. How do you trample the blood of Christ? Living like the world. Living in willful sin. Keeping false man-made traditions like all the churches are. This is how you trample the blood of Jesus. But God is so gracious and good and merciful and true and loving that he'll make a way for you if you're willing to surrender your life and turn. Repent means turn. Change your ways, change your mind. Look towards the Savior. And you can be transformed. And God, this is amazing. God will change your heart, your mind, your desires, your wants. He'll change how you spend your time, wasting your time on TV and sports and politics and entertainment. None of this is of a holy God. The word holy means to be set apart for God. Do you know what it is to be set apart? Do you know that God died and shed his blood for you, that you can make, you can please God, neighbor, by how you live your life? You can't work your way to heaven, but you please God by repenting and following Jesus and coming out of the culture and the church systems, neighbor. If you're not coming out of the culture and the church systems, if you're not cleansing your life, if the Bible says be washed in the word. Have you been washed in the word? Have you been transformed? Have you been converted? Yeah, that Bible, that word's in the Bible. Have you been converted? Go read Acts 2. Acts 3. To be converted, to be changed from a sinful, fallen flesh being to a spirit being with the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God within you. What an awesome thing God does. He's so loving and merciful and full of grace that he allows you to come to him and seek him. Don't squander that gift today. Back to your spot, sister. There's a good spot over there. Don't squander that truth. Don't deny Christ and his word. Living for the culture and the church systems. Living for your flesh. You cannot find eternal life living after the flesh. Romans 8. In the flesh you cannot please God. But in the spirit you can indeed walk after the things of God. You can be ready. The Bible says be worthy of his calling. What does that worthy mean? That word worthy mean? It means entirely deserving. Let's talk about that on a separate audio. That's important.